You're listening to The Breakfast Buzz
on demand.
Kane Brown, good morning.
Hi.
What a day for you, Kane. Congratulations on the album.
Thank you.
Kane, are you awake? Did you have your coffee? Did you have your breakfast? Are you good to go?
I'm drinking Monster, and I'm stretching. I'm awake, and I'm ready.
Attaboy.
We've been listening to Experiment pretty much all morning long, Kane. Such a fantastic work of art.
Thank you. Yeah, I worked on it for a year. We're just trying to go with a bunch of different sounds and kind of not sound the same on on the album. Just get everything as far away from each other as possible. And I think Dan Huff and me did a really good job with it.
I feel like when you started out with "Baby Come Back to Me," it instantly grabs you in because it's kind of that song to me is part like softy with a big heart and part badass, which is incredible and a perfect blend for you.
Yeah, it's like it's a sad song, but you don't get sad while you listen to it.
I like it. Yeah, just like Alana was saying, your album definitely sounds like it. It has a little bit of taste of every different piece of country that you need from an album. And she said, and I quote, "This is a country album."
Oh, thank you. That's awesome.
Yeah, we love that because you know what? Country stars nowadays, they cross over into the pop world, and sometimes a lot of that influence comes through in the music. You know, sometimes we just need some country music. So thank you for putting it out, Kane.
Yeah, man. I was trying to do some new school and old school, and I feel like instruments really play a big part in that. So I don't know if you've heard like American Bad Dream or those, but if you listen to the fiddle, it's just like butter.
It really is. And we were cracking up at short skirt weather because in Phoenix, it obviously is always short skirt weather. But such great music. When you're up there getting all these awards and all the success that's coming your way, did you imagine that you would ever be in this position?
No, and it's cool just seeing it grow because, you know, I'm the type of person that just sits back and I release music and, yeah, I have fans, but, you know, I feel like I'm still just a dude that's, you know, behind the scenes, really. So it's been cool to kind of get that confidence and, you know, just feel yourself growing. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, it totally makes sense.
It's a process for sure.
Yeah, so it's cool. Like, there's different artists from, you know, from all different genres reaching out to me that have just noticed me, which I think is cool. So, yeah, it's just amazing to be where I'm at today.
And it's a good spot to be in.
Is there anyone in particular that's reached out and you've been like, oh, they know who I am?
Well, one of my favorite artists in today's music, Khalid, he reached out to me, which I thought was awesome.
Nice.
And then I don't know if y'all know Marshmello. I know y'all know Diplo because he did that song with Mary Morris.
Oh, yeah. Marshmello is one of my favorites. Are you kidding me?
Oh, really?
Yeah. I love Marshmello. Wears that thing on his head. It's perfect.
Yeah. He's cool.
So from the album to all the success with the American
music. Sorry. Did what? Kane Brown just hint that he's collaborating with Marshmello? Sorry.
I loved
it. Back to work, Alana.
So all the success with like the album, the awards, and all of that. And then you're going to take on arenas in 2019.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. It's what we've been working for. I remember going out with FGL 2 years ago, and it was like my fifth show I ever played, and we were not ready at all. And so this is what we've been working up for. We got Granger Smith coming out with us, plus he's bringing Earl Dibbles.
Hey.
And I don't know which opener will be out with y'all when I get there, but we have three different ones, and we got Daniel Bradbury, Ray Lynn, and Jimmy Allen, so one of them will be out there with us as well.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be so much fun already playing Madison Square Garden, which is a dream arena for a lot of people. Where's your dream place to play?
I'm not going to lie, Phoenix.
Hey. Nice, okay. I like it, and we know you've certainly played here. I watched you at this, I think it was down in Old Town Scottsdale a year and a half ago or so, and you get up on stage, and you lifted your shirt up just a little bit, and the women went nuts for Kane Brown.
Yeah, Scottsdale is my place. That's where my tattoo guy is.
Oh, it is? Oh, yeah. You go to Bubba, right?
Yeah.
There we go. Well, we look forward to seeing you. We're having a little show. It's called Not So Silent Night, December 4th, Talking Stick Resort Showroom. Are you excited for the show?
I'm excited. I got to come and play some blackjack.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
There we go.
Well, Kane, everybody has to go out, get this album. We bought it this morning, and when radio people actually put their money somewhere, you know it's something good. You could get it on iTunes. It's called Experiment. A fantastic piece of art. Kane, thanks for sharing it with us.
Yeah, thanks for listening, darling.
And congratulations on recently getting married.
Thanks, man.
Hey, tying the knot. Hearts have been breaking all around town.
Yeah, she'd probably be pretty mad at me right now. I took a shower last night and left my ring on the kitchen, the bathroom sink.
Uh-oh, you're in big trouble, man. That better be flowers and everything.
I know.
All right, Kane, thanks for taking time this morning, man.
Thank you.
I listen to
The Breakfast Buzz, weekdays starting at 5:30.
On the new Camel at 107.9.